chicken flipper seat.
I'm not talking, that's silly.
Lightly done kippers on one side.
Now, boiled or poached or egg and bacon?
Boiled will do.
I think Tom and Jackie were all right last night, weren't they?
What do you mean on it?
Yes, I think so. They didn't seem to object. Getting yours dry.
We could have banana souffle for lunch.
Well, we couldn't. Don't be silly. No, I said, what are you going to do this morning?
Everything.
Are you going to do some more tea? Put some more snaps in the album?
Depends on you if you're not going out.
We can't go out in this weather. This frost. Fog, I mean.
Here's one of the pigeons arrived. I'll have to go and put some seed down.
Let's go and feed them then.
Anyway, if you keep waving your hands about at the window, the pigeons will be conspicuous by their absence.
Oh, that's a pretty good thing in some ways. We're getting too many. You'll have no seed left before you're able to get to the shops to buy more.
You know what Glenn said on the moon?
Oh, well.
They asked him what he missed the most. He said the birds.
Well, we're not likely to miss those, are we? We get too many.
Well, you'll miss them if they go away.
I shouldn't miss the pigeons all that much. I don't mind the blackbird and the thrush and the robin, but A few starlings, but I don't like many pigeons about the garden. They're too dirty.
Nope.
Yes, they are. Are you very bread hungry, toast hungry?
No, I'm not hungry at all.
You should be.
Well, it's fishing.
Well, didn't have much after dinner yesterday.
I don't know why you always have so many procedures and I have to remain in that parameter, do you?
Don't be silly.
We're not going to go out at all then today?
Not in this fog. I think it's freezing. The country would like an ice box. I know there's no frost on the cars, but it must still be cold.
What was like an ice box?
A pantry.
That's when there's anything in the garage.
I know.
You must have had the window open.
I didn't. It was so cold.
Quite cold is the phrase.
What did you say?
I said quite cold is the phrase, not ever so cold.
Is it? Oh. I stand corrected.
You'll have to go back to the nursery.
You'll have to go back to school.
Shouldn't mind that. I'd show the kids a thing or two.
You might. Jackie's got one of these world warmers. Beverly bought it up.
What do they do with it?
Well, you can plug into the radio on these. You see the kids with them round the neck.
Oh, and then listen to it later.
Listen to the radio if
you
look at
it. You can tape it and play it.
I know, but if you're out, you see the kids walking by with it, don't you? Mm. And on the buses, you sometimes see it.
Anyway, you can finish my plate.
The eggs are not done yet. You want them...
Well, do you want any tapes doing today?
No. Shouldn't do it. I should do your photo album. It's about time that was
completed. Looks like it was another box.
Well, you can get it.
I can make that higher.
No, I should get another one. It'd be too heavy to carry.
Plenty of wood, isn't it?
I know, but make one or buy one of those and extend it, but... I've not timed the eggs, so...
Does it really matter? Yes, it does.
I don't mind mine too done well.
Never timed egg in my life.
Well... You never cook eggs, that's why.
Well, I haven't done any mothers in the past. Remember that landlady at Rushden? Said if you're not coming home for dinner, I'll boil you an egg.
Two eggs.
You want something substantial. If that's what you call, I told mother, I said if that's what they call substantial in the Dampshire, they don't live very well.
Well, you want to run off it. I've got 20 tapes to run.
What the hell is it good going with nothing on it?
Well, it's something on it now.
It is now. It wasn't when you was in the kitchen, I was on my own.
And that's only
who could have talked to? You're getting obstreperous.
Now eat that egg.
Yes.
You want another one?
Yes, dear.
No, I'll have that one.
dancing goes.
That's done a bit more.
Have you got off painting them?
Well, we don't have it on Sunday because we always have a great big lunch, so I never.
A large
breakfast, you know we do. If you can remember that far.
Well, at 82, you're ready for the off.
Not yet.
You've not got no. You haven't got any burnt offerings, have you?
Yes, the other side of the toast. Programs today, what's
on? Right.
Sure, go
on.
Just go on. Eating the eggs from the butcher.
Did he have to go to poultry farm?
I don't know. Ooh, we've got to find a new supplier, haven't we?
Yeah. Find one adjacent.
What was that farm on the way to size?
I'm doing that all the time.
Well, it's your hands, you wash them too much.
No, I don't, just swing across and ignore.
Well, put your glasses on. Tell me.
Got that.
Well, you tell me that, if I'm not going to hear, so you should wear your glasses or...
Tell you anything.
I know you do.
It's careless, you go overlook.
That means your eyes are not working properly.
Yours work when you married me.
Perhaps you ought not to have done. Not bad eggs, are they?
Lovely. Birds have gone, you see, they have what they want and then go.
Well, we've been all that seed up, haven't we? We started that new bag.
Well, I bet, because you're in the garden shed, you know, with the seed and that. That's the farm over your spill up.
Well, why put it right
at
the back?
I just slung it in for Claire Plashy into the garage. Didn't want it on the bench, I didn't want it on the floor.
Put it in one of those cardboard boxes we've got. Bend those cartons about.
You always like the eyes and the T's crossed. What's for lunch anyway?
Chicken, I told you.
Oh yeah.
And the rest of that spring cabbage. It was alright, wasn't it? Mm. Didn't you like it? Mm. Several oranges while they're in. Make another.
Do they come from several?
I suspect that's where they come from.
Oh, I know what they say, but do they?
Yes, there's only this time of the year that they're about, so I think they must only grow them there. But make the best marmalade. This grapefruit and lemon's alright, but. Although I might prefer this to several.
Your Majesty is too fastidious.
a big pigeon.
No. Yeah, he has a white collar, a big collar around his neck. Also, he's very big.
I know, but I couldn't quite see. My eyes are getting worse, I think.
One pigeon's eating the potato from like yesterday.
Let me clear the all the bits up first before you put any more out. Isn't it this marmalade all right? No. It was made the other week. He looked a bit better last night, I thought, didn't you?
Did that go?
Yes, yes, yeah. Didn't have much. Tom's getting fat though, isn't he?
Well, I ain't got old.
Well, you're not. You look good as a wheel's off. But did he hear him out be made redundant? Did he hear what he said? I said, because the gas board offices are moving to
somewhere
Birmingham or somewhere.
They won't go with the farm then.
What, after spending all that money on the house?
And it happens to the look at my phone. That's it.
Give all those crusts to the birds.
Raise it to the ground. Who would have thought that? Bring the tea in, Evelyn.
You want any whiskey in him?
Well, do.
Or have you had enough? You're not going out.
Just a taste. Look, the fog's getting thicker.
It is on the green, and yet the back seems to be clearer.
Well, the trees are shorter.
I'm going to try and manage without that support on my arm today.
Take this marmalade now before it gets...
You should have put it on your plate.
Yeah, it's supposed to be on the mat, but you've moved it. You push it aside, dear. Well, you push me aside, I know. On it, hard times.
I told you, Kath,
And Vince can't come today, did I?
Tom what?
Seth and Vince can't come today.
Why?
Because Kath's got a cold and she thinks it...
Where are they coming then?
Well, they often do come Sunday. I wanted her to come for Penny's birthday present. But, she said, well, it's not wise, is it?
Well, I suppose not.
Tom reckons there's another...
It says remember to press record. I see no record on there. Oh, it is. It's at the top.
Record battery, yeah. That has to be shown. Didn't you think it is one?
No, I think it was the record. I don't remember seeing it written.
Yeah,
but you see
it is. Just so that's the red line.
You don't really look at that. You look along.
Well, no, Tom says there's a stronger form of flu now going about, you know, different from...
the original.
Oh, what's that on your cup? Bottom of your cup.
Marmalade, I think. I've dropped some marmalade in the bottom.
Silly.
Well, still in the saucer. Has Vince got it or only Kath for the flu?
Vince started it and Kath's got a bit of it. Well, it's not the flu as yet.
What about Timothy?
Oh, I don't know about him. He's always got something. Do you know, I was dreaming
about
the office.
Did Kath tell you?
I rang her up last night.
I didn't know.
I was dreaming about the office last night, and I saw Miss as large as life.
And the whole school teacher?
No, Mr. Secretary, you know, Dorothy.
Oh, you have so many girl names.
No, and I saw her type a letter and sign it as clear as anything.
You were reliving the past.
Yes. I know, but the
Do you
funny
ever
thing
see
was...
me in?
No, I never see you in between.
Oh, you blanked me off then
yes,
when you
I
go
did.
To sleep.
No, we got three young girls, new girls. And I saw those and must have been thinking about Mandy in the car because they said something about, oh, when we leave, we're all going on a picnic too. And I think it was Kettering or quite some time, some way away.
What did they do when they got there?
I didn't go into that. Silly. No, but it must have been talking about youngsters having cars. And these were three young girls, only just started to work, and yet they'd got a car, and as soon as they finished, they were going on this picnic.
I used to think dreams, you sort of stored them in your mind, you know, because as a lad, I did once or twice sleepwalk, and at lunchtime, they used to delegate, when you was on your last half year, you used to delegate one every day to pick up
that.
The lunch papers, and anyway, one night I was walking across and my dad called out, what are you doing? And I said, I'm going to pick the papers up. She said, get back into bed. I remember Mother saying we shouldn't wait them when the second sleepwalk was, I came down the stairs, they were having supper, of course I was very young, we went to bed early. I come downstairs and open the door and then I woke up.
You're not the cook.
They're the only two, yes please. They're the only two times that I recall of sleepwalking. What did you say? They say it's an overactive brain, don't they?
Oh, that's quite
Do you think it's what When you dream, it's what you've stored in you, bringing it back. Sometimes you dream things that you've never sort of... Have you finished with engines?
No, it's not. Now you'll tip that over when it with it not
it's
being level.
Been dropping marmalade, isn't it?
Well,
stick it.
Get another mat. Oh, I've not brought another spoon. Give me yours. Look what you've done all over the cloth. That tea. You've spilled
you?
It.
It's rushing me, aren't
you? I'm not.
You could have washed the marmalade out while you were out the sauce.
Well, why put marmalade in the sauce?
It dropped in off the spoon.
Well, you should have had your plate in there, shouldn't you?
You always want the T's crossing and the I's done.
You keep saying that, now shut up.
Yes,
how's your shoulder?
That's
I see you rubbing it. I thought you said it was improving.
Well, it's more or less is. Same as yesterday, I meant. Well, it's like being a frosty Friday, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you can clear the table and put a few more photos in the album. How many more cards have you got to fill?
Too many, I'm afraid, those thin ones.
Well, you bought them.
Yes, there's a blind spot in everyone's mind, isn't there? I thought they'd be suffice.
Well, they're all right. I mean, you can't have everything. They're not too flimsy.
No, they flex too much.
No, they don't. When they're on top of all the others, and you just turn them over more gently. We'll go to that new place, Office World. Because we've got to get out one day next week. I'm getting
low. Oh, want something because all those French photographs.
No, well, I've got to do some food shopping next week, must, and a bag of potatoes.
There's no frost that we want to sort of them.
Well.
If I was going and lifting them out. Everywhere's dead, no movement is there now.
Well, it's Sunday morning, people at work lack of a lion, don't they?
I never used to, did you?
I did in my teens, I used to have breakfast in bed on Sunday. Yeah.
You talk about dream, because in my mind I can hear George now in a bar lounge. I walked in, he was with two of his mates, and we got talking. He said, he used to say Chip then, you know, George did. This is my young Chip. He said, he goes to work in the middle of the night. You see, painters couldn't start till 9, till the sun got up, you know. He had to go round with a low lamp to get the frost and the dew. You know, these big houses. Because
yeah.
I said to young George, his son, I said, he came when I was painting the sills, and I says, what do you do when it's frosty and you start to work? Oh, you just go along with a low lamp. You know, then paint. I suppose it's one way, isn't it?
Here comes the big pigeon, there he is.
I don't think it's you.
Look.
Oh yeah. He's got a white collar, you see.
Yeah,
also he's very big, very fat, or obese.
I think he is fat on what you put out for him.
Well,
or her.
He's got feelings like everything else. He wants to live. He's clearly tore up, he's looking all around. There weren't all that many came, were they?
There were, they're about 20.
You exaggerate, so.
I don't.
Yes, you do. You sound just like my wife at times.
Pity I'm not.
I'm glad you married me.
I suppose.
Hmm. Didn't sound too very enthusiastic.
You shouldn't ask the obvious, should you?
Wonder how you got on with our bill.
Might have tamed him.
I doubt it.
Anyway, the bill to me.
Very mean, mercenary. It was a rare one for getting little sharp digs in, you know.
Like you,
we went in the grand, I was just on the lounge at the grand, and when we had our first car, I went round to see Mother, and Mother's coming up, we'll go up to the, take up to the grand, we'll have a drink. And we walked in the lounge, and they got 2 foot round copper covered tables that covered the original with sheet, and the only has two, and he was polishing them, you know, getting them ready. Bill says, "You love dirt cleaning those, don't you?" And he was going to make something of it, the barman. You know, he always got these nasty little digs.
Well,
are you coming back?
Yes, not finished.
Have we had seconds? Have we had seconds?
What, do you want any more toast?
No, I just wanted it.
It's about time I washed these, you've stuck them all up.
I seem to be picking your food a bit lately. Leaving half of it.
That'll be the day. Let's clear these things off. Leave that on.
You think I'm a good trencher man then, no?
Mind.
Hey?
Are you going to do you?
I might as well if
you. Let's put this on the clock.
If you insist.
Well, it is a job that's got to be done, and you can do it on a miserable day.
Well, you can put it on there. It'll stand with these forever.
I'm looking at the clock. I can't find it.
There's one on the table.
That yellow one. Where's that yellow one gone?
There we had one. Not recently, anyway.
Here it is. Not yellow embroidered one. This one.
Tatty old thing.
I know, but if you're going to get glue on it, you might as well fit it on this instead of on the lace one. I've just washed out. That's a lovely cloth.
You could afford me.
Not very often.
What are you going to do now? In the kitchen?
In a minute or two. Alright. Have you found them?
Mine's an only room somewhere.
Let me move that chest. You'll hurt yourself. There you are. You see, you do forget these days.
We should want 2 boxes then, shan't we?
That's what I said. You'll have to start another one.
I'll put the almond right first, 1 to 2.
Put them in numerical order. Have you got them all mixed up now?
Yeah, I do. They're all numbered.
I know they're numbered, but not in the right order.
Well, but you want one first, don't you?
Well, you want to start with the bottom number on the bottom,
yes,
don't you?
Well, I want 4 then, don't I?
No, what's the last number you've got? And put that down.
Number 1.
No, the last number.
Yeah,
on the bottom. And then it will be 1 will come on the top.
Yes, then when you go on another holiday, you go fetch all the mats from one at the bottom. You start at 1.
No.
But listen, you start at 1 and we get to 104.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And if you do it the other
way. Well, if it was in chronological order, you want 1 on the top.
Yes, I know, but when you come to put another one on, you've got to lift them all out.
Well, start another box then. Yeah. You do it your way.
I always do.
I know you do. You never take advice from me. You haven't numbered that one.
Where's that one where there's a long one, isn't there? With you, the old
set. Well, you've got it, is it? Well, there you'll have to sort through them. You better find another table.
Didn't know we got so many, did you?
Yes, you haven't done it for years, have you? Put this year's in one pile.
Yeah, fine. What I'm after is that's
set. Well, do it methodically.
Come to lot of stuff. Come here, let me go. No, that's better. What these in, right? Give them to me. I'll sort them. The one you want. Give it to me. There's that number. Oh, that's the top. That's the top one. Oh, come in and move on. Oh, you get your washing done. And you can come in when you're ready. My hands are clean. I've just done the washing up, so they are clean.
Find another cupboard for these glasses. Getting broken. What do you want?
Well, if you have that bookcase in visor and that.
No, that tips over, it's a bit wobbly.
Well, I can screw it to the wall.
No.
It is a glass.
No, I'm not going to keep it, I don't want to keep them up there. Okay. No, I'd love to find room for some of the pots and leave the glasses in.
What about the chest? Down to the chest?
No, you can't have wine glasses in there.
Well, I should have thought so.
No, you can't. Yeah. No, I think I'll move some of the other stuff that's in. Didn't know we got that in there, did you? Yeah. Oh, that's been broken. Or has it? See that little thing?
I should use them. They cost nearly £3. And if you put some on the other side, it will stabilise it. Have you found your pens?
Yeah, right at the back.
Well, you couldn't find them the other day, and you said they weren't there, didn't you?
Hey, 111.
111?
Oh, it is. That's only for the index if you want to get one out.
Are you keeping the index up to date now?
Oh, well.
I mean, on there, how far have you
got? I've got all that.
Got
all this. Oh. Got all the way up to 104.
Yeah, we've got another seven to do.
How do you mean another seven?
Well, you're on 111
now. Oh, I see what you mean. No, I need to write on that.
Yes, yes. Well, I should do each one as you come to it. Yeah. Save all this fucking about.
You would if I don't.
No,
you
never do.
You see, they're not as long as the other look. Cutting short.
Well, you gave them the size and you checked the size.
Yes, but they've cut them short.
You checked it when you got them back. I'm sure you did. Well, soon to be a bit shorter than too long.
Well, it's not too long, Carl.
No, it isn't. It's all right. You use it.
Those grey ones are why we didn't.
Well,
look. Out of the board, look.
Yeah. Oh, you've used it, have you?
Oh, yeah.
We have got the other side to do.
Yeah.
Oh, but now your numbers will be wrong.
Well, it don't matter. Put a number on and look for it.
Oh.
107.
Well, use that then.
109. Well, that's all right. It'll be 110.
Well, you just paid 110 on the back of that.
On this?
Yes, you have look. I just saw you write it down.
Well, that'll be not
sure. You can alter that to 111, can't you?
Yeah.
Maybe that's 110
109. 110.
110. Do that. Sheet and get it out of the way. Do you want this light on?
Hey? No, not particularly.
Well, we've got the Christmas pudding. Shall I pull these curtains back now?
Okay. Can.
Half back.
Yeah.
And the fog's nearly cleared. What are you going to put on that side?
So I'm just going to shorten that way, get this right there. This is a lovely board, this one is.
I thought you said you hadn't used it and we were going to take that as a specimen.
Well, still can't.
But with the pictures on.
Why not? What we're up to.
Put your pen on there so it doesn't mark the cloth. Rest it on there.
Well, it's all torn.
Well, that doesn't matter. The ink won't come out of there.
Well, don't stand on anything.
I'm not standing on anything. I'm just going back in the kitchen to see about the chicken. I've got the Christmas pudding on and the chicken in. Now, when I'm in here, keep reminding me to fill the steamer up, will you? Are you listening?
It's every half hour.
No, every 20 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes forget.
Right.
What's all these? Sometimes
it's shorter. We're all over the place. Some, these are farms. Some of the German
That's La Rochelle.
Yeah, and that's
on the Seine.
Yeah. And then there's the Eiffel Tower and all.
Yeah, put them on.
Just seeing where they go.
Now put all your paintbrushes together.
And that could put on the top somewhere, aren't they, out the way. So I'm ready to use them. That's if I ever do use them again.
Yes, next week you can start painting.